I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. In Hopkins, Minnesota, police say a man has killed a woman and their child at a home daycare they owned before taking his own life. All six children who were at the home have been reunited with their parents. Authorities say none was injured. A former NFL player hopes CTE can be diagnosed earlier than it currently is.
Former NFL quarterback Matt Hasselbeck has participated in a study at Boston University to help find ways to diagnose CTE in living individuals. The degenerative brain disease linked to head trauma currently can only be diagnosed after death. Hasselbeck, who played in the NFL for 17 years, hopes his involvement will aid researchers in finding ways to diagnose CTE accurately while people are still alive. The research team is seeking participants who played football or have Alzheimer's. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen.